I'll say this now as a disclaimer. I respect, care for, and, you know, respect the journeys that me and my ex-girlfriends have been on. A lot of you will feel subbed today. Please don't contact me. Oh yeah, they used to talk about me.
It's a shy, bro.
Don't tell me it's a shy. They didn't know it's a shy of me.
Because did you ghost her?
I don't think it's ghosting.
So after the date, did you say, yo, that was a nice date,
No.
Okay, so do you know what ghosting means? I'm going to tell the story on my side, how I've been toxic. Because I feel like we're going to obviously list a thousand things about women and stuff. So I'll talk about my side. I have been in relationships I didn't want to be in anymore and continued them for the sake of companionship. Love is dependent on love, on money. The more money you have, the more love you can experience. What? Do you disagree?
No. Money does allow for the ability for you guys to do
the quality of love.
I recently heard this "let's spice it up" thing, and I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, why do we need to add spice? Not that I heard it from you, but like I was talking to a friend, and he was like, yeah, bro, I just feel like me and my girl need to spice it up. How the hell do you spice anything up? Like, what do you do? Yeah, man, welcome back to a brand new seated episode with Lebo and Thato Rampedi, guys. Very, very excited for the consistency. Very happy to be a part. And today's conversation is absolutely amazing. We are speaking about navigating healthy relationships after you've been through 1, 2, 3, 4 toxic relationships. So maybe something when we speak about our experiences with toxic relationships, our experiences with healthy relationships. I hope we have.
Because I have like one.
I've got a couple. Yeah. But of course, guys, I'm not alone. I'm chilling with Lebo Rampedi. How are you?
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy Lebo Rampedi. Another seated episode. I feel like we're doing good.
Yeah, man.
You look great, by the way. I like your top. I like your tattoo. Tata's a tattoo. I like your watch.
Yeah.
I like your earrings and everything. So I'm trying to give out more compliments this week. Since also you look very nice. So I'm giving more compliments this week. So compliments to you guys as well in the comment section.
Compliments.
But if you guys are listening to this on any streaming platform, your Apple Music, your Spotify's, your Apple Podcast, please make sure to give us 5 stars before this video starts podcast starts.
Also, something very exciting, guys, we have finally taken down the price of memberships. For the longest time, you could just be like a plain supporter and pay 20 rand a month just to say, I like you guys too much. You have a couple of you guys doing that. And then we had like this memberships club where you guys could spend 149 rand to basically get extended seated content as well as extended Thought Digest content and some other vlogs and stuff. But now what's very exciting is that it's 39 rand. So we've made it more affordable. Level said, how can this thing be more expensive
than Netflix? I've been saying this. It's more expensive than DSTV. I'd rather get a TV license than listen to the seated membership. For real.
So we definitely listen to Level for that one. But guys, before we get into the how are you, I want to explain to you guys the breakdown of today's episode so you can know what to expect. So segment one, like we're going to say, how are you? Just speaking about how we've been. Segment number two, personal stories and experiences with toxic relationships. Segment number three, an educational segment here. We're basically going to speak about how we identify, you know, toxicity in relationships. Because I know that many, many women and many, many guys, like, don't even realize when they're in a toxic relationship. So we're going to give you some keys and some experiences to show you that, this thing that you have, it's not healthy. Obviously, we've got a really cool game. It's called Green Flag, Red Flag. Basically, I'm going to say a statement and Lebo has to guess if that's a green flag or a red flag. So I'm hoping from segment three, he's learned something. So then when we go into segment
four, by the time we enter, I'll have some sort of information. Yeah.
And then we're going to speak about the building blocks to, you know, grow healthy relationships.
Yeah.
I think these things can all be applied, not just for Mjolo, but within friendships, within relationships with your parents too. And then, of course, we're going to end it up with a goodbye. Give us, you know, our favorite shows at the time. I've been watching a bunch of things. Lebo's always watching a bunch of things.
I'm always watching stuff.
And we asked you guys last week who your favorite content creators are. So we're going to read a couple of those out. That is very, very exciting. But yeah.
Yeah, I just want to add one more thing. Like, since we're talking about toxic relationships and stuff, and maybe you're listening to the podcast and you're thinking, oh, yeah, he does do that.
Yeah, he does do that. And you feel like leaving your partner at the end of the podcast. My sister, you are right. And that is why we're literally here. We're here to be seated with you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but let's get into it.
It's
part of our favorite question, I guess, is how are you? Should I go first?
Yeah, seem like you got something.
I am okay. Pretty mundane week, which is
mundane. You said mundane earlier today. When did you hear mundane?
Mundane, come on. I have a dictionary at home.
You have a word of the day.
I have a word of the day. It was pretty mundane, pretty normal, very slow week. I think it's my first slow week in like the past forever. You know, I'm not working on any brands right now. As a currently sitting here. You know, TikTok's doing pretty good. I'm seeing the following increase. I think I hit like I did a 2 million this week so far from Sunday. So that's very good. That's very good. 2 million views. Yeah. That's been very good. Instagram, I can't for the sake of me grow. I do not know what it is. I don't know if I'm not funny enough. I'm not funny consistently enough. Yeah. I'm not what? But Instagram, I cannot grow for shit. It's been stuck at 60 for the past like 2 years. Last year. And then how am I personally?
Stuck on 60 for the past. But
I'm telling you, bro.
I also hit a growth block.
Stagnation.
Been at 118K for the longest time.
You're at 180K. It's like double me plus
118.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
Okay. That's still very good, bro.
Still double your things, but yeah.
I mean,
times two is 120.
I mean, nah. Yeah, but I'm just trying to compliment the people in my life. And I saw on TikTok someone said, gratitude is the attitude. So I'm still starting to take that, like, be more grateful for everything around me. My brother bought me a PS5.
Thank you again. Thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much, bro. There's no way, bro. There's no way. Like, I don't believe you.
Last week, no? And he promised me he wanted to play every night. He has not been online in how long? I don't know. I check every night. I'm like, this guy, bro. Because I don't understand what you're doing. You could be out. You could be on a date. You could be doing your own thing. Yeah, so
I go on dates.
You say this on the podcast all the time. Now that there's a TikTok live. By the way, guys, there's also a TikTok live. I'm live on TikTok. So you might get a very censored version of Tata today. Yeah, but that's how I am. But I'm okay. I need to complain too much. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Dope.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, in the beginning of the year, we know in the content space that like brand deals are basically zero, like January, February, March, probably going to be zero money made, which is always sad. So I'm trying to make sure financially, like I've got enough money for these 3 months that might be dry. And I'm also trying to find ways to make money outside of like, you know, my normal day to day, which is like one, the studio, two, production, three, just, you know, consulting and my talks. But everything is good. Like when it comes to health and wealth, it's been a month of us gymming now. By the time this comes out, it's been 2 months.
Yeah, us gymming. Yeah,
if we've been consistent, so
maybe you might see a bicep or two underneath a shirt.
Like, yeah. So how we look on the podcast versus how we look on Instagram, two different things.
Guys, also underneath here, it's a to be seen. It's downloading underneath the shirt. Don't be scared.
Yeah. So the gym has been going really good. Like I'm still going the minimum of 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Last week I did 4. The week before I did 5. The week before I did 5. Today I've done, this week I've done Monday and Wednesday, so I've done 2 out of the 4. But I want to try to do 5 sessions. So gym wise is good. Cooking wise is good. I've got somebody helping cook for me. This is nice. My boys pull through and they cook for
I know Percy Hudson, they only know how to use his gun, boy.
I've been cooking like a little bit more.
Like, be for real.
My friend will cook for me. Like, shout out to my boy. She knows who she is. Like,
yeah.
If I go to her place with groceries, she'll cook for me. We go back, like, for years. Love her down. Yeah. You guys should buy her hair. Cindy Khan, Luna Lux.
Yeah, shout out CK.
Shout out to Cindy. She's my dawn.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what else is there, man? Like, we've been really, you know, living a slower life. I'm proud of all the guys. A lot of us haven't been drinking as much as we used to. I think I went like 3 weeks clean without drinking. Then I had a drink last week because we went to Ghana, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We were at Ghana and I just knew that I was going to need a drink, man. Like, I didn't even wait until...
There was like, I don't even believe, everyone in Johannesburg was there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Anyone that we have ever met was there.
Ghana was fun. I think it was the first time I actually got to meet, I don't know if
you met Ghana.
No. Like, I don't know if like, I greeted Elaine. I got to see Elaine for the first time.
Oh yeah, I saw Elaine also walk past. She was wearing those thick glasses.
Yeah, because she was chilling with Kamo. So I went to greet Kamo. Then I was like, okay, let me greet everybody. So I hugged Elaine and I hugged.
Oh yeah, I greeted Kamo. I didn't greet the rest.
Got to see some dope things. Also, Asma Jita started this new, like, you know, Oscar Jita segment on Instagram. It's probably out right now.
So go check that out.
Check that out on our IG and TikTok. We basically do public interviews. It's really, really cool. I think at Ghana, we got to interview at Ghana. We did. At Ghana, we did like Primo. We did Pretty Ugly. We got to interview...
I did not see Vusi. I got to see Vusi.
Uncle Vusi was dope.
Yeah.
I love his content. And some other cool people. Shadi
as well.
What's the guy that does this thing?
King Omar. We got King to do Omar. K Omar.
So it's fun, man. So we've been creating new content a lot, like around the brands that we built last year, which I think is very powerful.
Yeah.
I think instead of doing what we used to do of like building all like new brands, we're creating new content around them. Like even with Thought Digest. T-Sets and I have been literally shooting many T-Sets. I've just been like the creative director. We've been shooting fashion content for them. We've been doing makeup content for them. They've been doing lip content. So it's like all the brands that we've built last year are now extending and growing. Yeah. So Asma Jita, doing the original content, extending and growing. Oscar Jita, Thought Digest, now we're solidifying Kai and Mommy as a duo, extending and growing. And I was talking to someone about this. I was talking about like, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the past few years, and this, I'm saying this in my how are you because it makes me really happy. But the past few years, I've been building businesses around what I need as a business. Mm. So like, as Tato Rambedi, I needed editors and stuff. So I was at a point where I had an editing business and agencies would use my editors, you know?
Yeah.
Number two, there's a point where I needed studio. So I didn't go rent out the studio. I became the studio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I become the businesses that I need around me. We're dropping products and merch soon and a whole bunch of things. I'm becoming that company. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, I think I'm really proud of how I'm building businesses and then like I'm basically becoming my supplier for my main core business. So I'm feeling really good, feeling very proud. Yeah.
I think that's good, but you should be proud of yourself. Like we're also all proud of you, you know?
Yeah.
I think we in the year of 2025, we've been saying this on the podcast the whole time of like, yo, 2025 is the year to execute. Mm. And I think that's exactly what we're doing. So shout out to us, a big
pat on the back, man. Yeah, so let's get into the episode, guys. So the first segment we just did, the second segment is, you know, our personal stories. So we need to share personal experiences or, you know, basically share personal experiences of being in toxic relationships and how we navigated towards possibly a healthy relationship in that moment. I don't mind going first.
Yeah, you can literally pick a lot of my relationships. I'll say this now as a disclaimer. I respect... care for and, you know, respect the journeys that me and my ex-girlfriends have been on. A lot of you will feel subbed today. Please don't contact me. No, but for real, a lot of you will feel subbed today. Please do not contact me.
I'm probably not speaking about you.
I'm not probably not even speaking about you. Might be at the same time, but I'm probably not speaking about you.
I mean, I can say just to
so make, please don't contact
to make
me.
Make the disclaimer now. I won't speak on any of my public exes to make it easier for everybody.
Please.
So you don't have to think he's talking about this person or he's talking about that person.
Please.
Our reference toxic talking stages and the relationships that haven't been public.
Yeah.
Because you guys think I've only been in those relationships.
Please.
Jokes on you.
Please. Because now when I say in 2018, you contact me in 2018. Kanti jiki jiki, there was two 2018s. I don't want that mistake. Let's just all... you know, not contact each other.
So one thing that I went through, and I didn't realize it was toxic until pretty much like a month ago.
Yeah.
So I was talking to this girl. She's a lovely person. You know, like her and I really got along. Yeah. We used to do everything together. We used to point to each other's careers. It was so fast that like after speaking to her for 2 weeks, I introduced her to my friends. I'm talking about Matladi and Lucas and
them. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my older friends. I was seeing family. I was very excited. And I realized that I've got this toxic trait, which then fuels a toxic relationship of basically letting her run the relationship and then removing all of my potential moments where I feel like, no, man, this thing is wrong. No, man, I shouldn't have to explain that. No, man, I shouldn't have to do that. So I've basically killed my subconscious to allow for this relationship to grow.
Yeah.
And it was in the means of this person just being unreasonably strict. So I'm a very social being. I love being with my friends. And like, I also love all of my mentors and people around me.
Yeah.
And this person, I'd identify like the closeness in these relationships as a negative thing. I remember I had a friend who just moved into a new apartment. And I went to go visit that friend. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, let me visit this babe. You know, I'm proud of her. She got an apartment. I haven't seen her in a long time. She was, used to be a close friend of mine. And this person that I was speaking to was like, how can you go into a girl's apartment and it's just the two of you?
Hey, man.
And then I became I became apologetic. I was like, you know what? I understand this breaks your boundaries. So I started using words like boundaries and stuff.
So you're dating a warden.
So I was like, I understand this broke your boundaries. I understand the discomfort this created for you.
Yeah.
And I was too understanding. So I think this is a very rare toxic trait. My trait was me just begazelling, basically, and allowing for this girl to basically tell me what I can and can't do. And every time she would tell me what I was doing was wrong, what I would do was like basically try initially justify, and then she'd be like, no, but you are removing my ability to for me to express myself. You're crossing my boundaries. You're removing trust. You are growing insecure. You're sparking insecurity in me. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like these people can use powerful words, big words, to throw
sophisticated words
to make you feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. And manipulation. Gaslight.
So you are
condescending. Yo.
My hand is calling you. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I didn't really enjoy at all, man. So that's me. What about you? Then how did I navigate that? It happened once too many times, right? So it happened once, and it happened a second time, and it happened a third time. And then there came a point where I felt like I was losing my identity. So I started fighting back and trying to also have a voice.
Yeah.
So I had to genuinely learn how to speak in a way that helped that person feel seen, but also enabled for me to also be seen. You know what I'm saying? Because in that moment, there were so many walls and boundaries and things that I couldn't do that affected my ability for me to express myself. Because when I expressed myself, it would make that person seem...
I don't know.
They are not being heard.
I don't know, man. I think a lot of us at certain...
Yo.
I feel like I must give this thing up, guys. Okay, wait. Give me 1 second. Okay, guys. I'm going to have to say goodbye. Bye.
I was live on TikTok.
Bye, guys. Sorry, but this is not going to work. It's just going to keep cutting. So, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think for me, someone said something very powerful to me yesterday. And it really hit my heart. And it reminds me of the situation you have, right? That you did have, excuse me. And they said that, sometimes as humans, we incorrectly or like we don't name what we're going through properly. You know what I'm saying? So what will happen is that you'll be in a relationship as strict as that warden was, as that constable, as that detective was, as strict as she was, you know, we will label it as a thing of, oh, she's just caring. Which was what I'm talking about. A lot of the times we misname the things that we're going through or the things that we are going in order for us to like, you know, justify it. But I don't know if you saw the TikTok I sent you about firstborns being in love. Did you see it? Basically, the firstborn was like, it's the therapist like, yo, hi, we're here to fix your problems about loving. And then the guy's like, what do you think my problems are? It's like, do you have a nature of always just being super caring for a person? You just take care of them. You start taking care of them. You buy them things. You love them things. You do this, all this. I was shocked. I immediately sent it to Tato because I feel as if, for me, you know, speaking as your brother, you're very much a caregiver. And I understand why a woman would do everything in her power to put that in a safety lock.
She's there.
I didn't think I was going that way.
She's there like, this man is too nice. Yeah, too old. Too put this man in the cell.
Yeah.
He must come be nice when I enter the cell.
Yes, sir.
He couldn't be a shop right
now. All right.
A cashier.
All right.
Bastard.
You see it.
Yeah.
So for my side, listening to your story, you know, all I can say is that like, oh man, I've had a strict partner. I think I've had that same sort of toxicity. And what a beautiful thing that when we broke up and, you know, we were finally outside the bubble that we call Mjolo, that she was able to even admit and say, you know what, dude, the same things I used to do to you, this guy that I'm currently seeing is doing to me, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to do everything in my power to prove to him that you're right about me.
Yeah.
But a toxic story from my side, I don't even know which one to pick.
Choose the second one.
I don't know, man. I think I'll be...
I don't know if you can speak about this.
Oh, yeah. No, man. It was like a...
Don't downplay it.
When did that happen?
I'm trying to remember what you're talking
like
about.
Even small things like this and this.
Oh yeah, they used to talk about me.
It's a shine, bro.
Don't tell me it's a shine. But you know it's a shine on me. But nothing like that. Nothing crazy like that. But like,
not that they used to shine, but like, I know that like someone would be expressive with their hands with you.
Okay, anyways, I'm not going to tell that story. But I'm going to tell the story on my side, how I've been toxic. Because I feel like we're going to obviously list a thousand things about women and stuff. So I'll talk about my side. I have been in relationships I didn't want to be in anymore and continued them for the sake of companionship. And I feel like that's a very toxic male trait that occurs. So you might be shocked, my sister, but your boyfriend might be dating you just because you cuddle.
Yeah.
Just because you kiss. Because
you cook.
Just because you cook.
You make him laugh sometimes.
You make him laugh maybe once a month.
But he's fully fallen out of love.
He fully does not love you, not even a speck of dust. He looks at you and sees an enemy. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that brings out the whole trend about, oh, when a guy hates his girlfriend, how he behaves. And I feel like my toxic traits in those things is that, like, I wasn't able to communicate to start the setting his relationship to say, hey, like, maybe we should have things that are more exciting. Let's, re-fall in love with each other,
Let's spice it up.
Which is things you hear in the movies.
I recently heard this let's spice it up thing. And I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, why do we need to add spice? Not that I heard it from you, but like, I was talking to a friend.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, bro, I just feel like me and my girl need to spice it up. How the hell do you spice anything up? Like, what do you do? Like,
I've done this before. Like, an excitement is a big thing to me in a relationship. Because, I just think that we get used to this routine in a relationship.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as going to restaurants, or it could be simple as like maybe just drinking at home and chilling all the time. But a routine occurs, and we can all admit how routine can sometimes become boring, And spicing things up is stepping out of that routine. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get like that, because I get you.
You get what I'm saying? This, like, okay, let's go to the park at night and go chill or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It happened to me yesterday. Like, yeah.
Happened to you, a friend, guys? What's happening?
No.
This guy lying to us on the podcast.
I saw somebody try spicing.
You saw somebody, and then it happened to you yesterday. Now it's something. The stories are not colliding. Just tell us one story that you want to agree with that you're going to say. Listen, this is the story.
After you explain, I realized that, usually every time I go out for dinner with somebody, I go out for dinner, we'll eat, we'll drink, then we'll go home.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that when we got home, this person was like, hey, let's go chill by your pool area.
Oh, that's a very nice thing.
Then I'm like, not as you explain, I'm like, this is this person spicing it up.
Yeah, that's very different. When are you going to do that?
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah. Obviously, I was at the pool table, I'm chill by my couch. Yeah. But, I also did enjoy it for, a little bit. Also, we laughed, got to have deep conversations.
You see, so spicing it up sometimes.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing what spicing it up means.
Can I ask one question about this topic? Sorry, guys, I'm not hitting this, but Tata is, but I'm just going to ask a question. But do you think toxic relationships occur out of two people who thought they were compatible but aren't? And then they decide to date. And then that's what the toxic relationship is.
No.
Or do you think it's just an action course? Like, I just decide.
Yeah. I think toxic relationships are fueled by somebody's inability to be healthy.
Okay.
So, Vela, you don't know how to deal with conflict resolution. You don't know how to deal with...
Sorry. I'm listening.
You don't know how to deal with, healthy communication. You don't know how to deal with, gratitude. You don't know how to give gratitude. You don't know how to communicate when you're uncomfortable. You don't know how to maybe regulate your emotions. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you do things which prevent for a healthy relationship to exist. I don't think it's a thing of you're like apples, I like pears, we start dating, then we become toxic.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, if I like pears and you like thingies, always gonna be different.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been with people who naturally don't like physical touch as their love language, but then because they understand how much I like it, they'll then, give me a little bit of the physical touch.
Yeah. I can see that you guys are like, you guys would be paired. So for the people that were putting their fingers down as you were going on that list, now please comment down what do you guys think your toxic traits is, because we'd like to see, obviously we're all human. Tato also has his own toxic traits as
true.
So yeah, man.
Okay, so now we're gonna go into the educational segments, basically toxic relationship patterns. We're gonna discuss some common patterns in toxic relationships to make this a little bit more educational, so you guys can understand that there's no way I'm meant to be. So identifying toxic relationships.
I want
to
go first. When you go to your partner, say something that has been constantly bothering you. It can be as small as when we're watching Netflix, you always decide the movie.
Yeah.
You choose which genre. You're always choosing horror or whatever.
Yeah.
And then saying, sometimes I'd like to also have control and also pick a movie. And they look at you and they say, wow, here you go again. And you just stay like, what? Like, what the hell is this person?
Yeah.
What do you mean, here we go again? It's like, no, you're always trying to start conflict. You're always trying to start this. And you realize to yourself, oh, rah, this person has no conflict skills. This person is just, they were raised with a good job, good job. For everything they did, they were never a bad job. They were never ridiculed.
They also sound very like self-centered.
Self-centered.
They focus on what gives them joy. So now when you try to remove them from that comfort, what, you know, getting what they want, they're like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever been with someone like that? I don't think you have because you're very...
masculine.
I don't say masculine in a relationship.
Stop touching your mouth.
It's very hard for me to stay still, guys.
Sit on your hands if you have to. I'm touching your mic.
No, but like for real, like, someone who basically dumbfolds or like, or belittles your expression of discomfort in a relationship is something that I've really seen. And that happens with guys majority of the time, but I also think women do it so well.
There's also another one that's on the tip of my tongue, but it doesn't want to come out. It's like, when people don't create a safe space for you to communicate. So, you know, you'll be in a talking stage or you'll be in a relationship and your partner will be like, no, I want you to be able to communicate with me. Let me know how you're feeling. Like, don't be shy to tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
And then when you tell them how you feel, like, you know, I don't like it when you actually like always like, you know, speak about your ex-boyfriend all the time because it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
Then their response is, you always chief.
So very tied into like what I'm
saying. Yeah. So it's like people that don't give a safe space for communication.
I think I want to add on to that one. I think I call these people like the trap daters. Just tell me. And then you tell them, they get angry. So I really, really don't like that. Yeah, you know, like when you trick me into saying something that you know
it's going to make you upset.
Which defeats the purpose of like expression.
Yeah.
You feel me? But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things that we can identify.
I've got some here. So I think these will be nice. I want to go through some of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, we can also learn. So loss of identity or autonomy. So you've lost touch with your own interests, values, or goals for the relationship. So that's a sign that you might be in a toxic relationship.
Okay.
When last did you do something for yourself? Can you just push this fan just away from my... Yeah. Oh, wait. It's towards the level, maybe. Yeah. Gosh.
Thanks.
That fan was getting into my nose. But yeah, so basically losing a sense of self.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a relationship, and when last did you go go-karting because you enjoy go-karting? When last did you watch the movie that you want to watch because you like that movie? Yeah. When last did you do things you enjoy, like hiking or sleeping? Like, you've lost the ability for you to do things that are comfortable for you.
And like, when you're into like social spaces now, the majority of questions and your answers are relating to your partner.
Mm.
So how are you doing? No, I've been doing good. You know, me and my boyfriend recently. Hey, Emanyana.
How are you?
Skip the adverts, you know?
Are you?
A woman that's in a like a...
Relationship
who's cut off all of her persons and etc. She just sounds like an advert.
It's like us. There was a point we were in a season where we were clapping way too much.
Yeah.
And I was actually upset later because all of these references were club related.
Yeah.
Killing the ability for the content to be relatable to a large audience.
Yeah.
And that's because we were so fixated on the club.
Yeah.
So now you can imagine how fixated those people are on their boyfriends that when you ask them, how are you?
Don't say I was the only one fixated on the club. We were fixated on the topic of the club as well as our majority of our friendship group because participated.
I'm saying us on the podcast.
Hey, you said you were so fixated.
I'm saying, but when it came to the podcast, your examples were club related.
Okay.
I didn't have club related examples.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll run that back. I don't know. The editor will run that back. I don't know. We'll see one day. We'll compile. But anyways, on that note, yeah, man, I think that people can. I think it's so easy in love to fall into this like bubble effect that like you're my best friend, my provider, my caregiver, basically my everything. And it happens to women the most, I believe, when they finally break up with you and the bubble bursts, you're like a lost pup. You're looking around, looking for your friends you once had, looking for the people that you once connected to every single day that you've now cut off for a temporary love that you didn't even know was going to be temporary. So we can't even blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just my...
So on the topic of like self-autonomy, like what's a balanced dating style in a week? Right. Yeah. So let's say
that's a very good question.
You're an individual. Because now we're speaking about, you know, losing yourself in your relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
And not making it the focus. Mm. What's the balanced amount you should be seeing your partner, you should be seeing your friends, you should be seeing your family, and you should be spending time alone?
So for me...
In your opinion.
For me, you have to look at your financials here. Like, I know people who can travel with their partners for like weeks on end and do no work whatsoever. And then there's other people who have 9-to-5s that need to be at work and only can see their partners after work. And then there's other people who have free time and, you know, they have the ability to see their partner on a more frequent level. But for me, the perfect balance is to say to yourself, what is like my capacity when it comes to spending time with this person outside of marriage? Because like, when you're married, you have no choice. You're every day, it's compulsory.
But you know? let's paint a situation then. So let's make it generic to most people.
Yeah.
You work 9-to-5, whether you're an entrepreneur or
you're
on corporate. And then you have the ability to see your partner because they maybe stay 10 minutes away. Everything is accessible to you.
Yeah, so they can come see if you want them to come see you. Okay.
Yeah, right? They have their own place, you have your own place.
Ooh, nice combo. Right? They have their own place as well.
So now you have the ability to see them every day after
work. Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah. So when it comes to your partner, mind you still have friends, you still have church, you still have family. What's the ideal amount? I mean, we've seen historically, like, you know, based off of relationships, you know, the previous generations, people get married and people spend every day together.
Yeah, so
every night.
That's the right answer.
So now let's answer it based off of
how we see modern times.
Modern times and also us before marriage.
Yeah, before I answer, I want to say, if you are married, you know, marriage is the ultimate goal in dating. You date for marriage. By the way, guys, if you guys are not dating for marriage, wirala. What are you doing? What's the fun in it?
What's happening?
Please explain it to us. Maybe I don't understand, but in marriage, you're not supposed to be dating if you're not dating for marriage. But yeah, the right answer is every day. The answer in modern times, I like a little bit of like a Monday, Friday, Sundays are for lovers. I'll repeat that one more time. Monday, she wakes up, goes to work. That's the time we spend, is the breakfast allocated hours. Yes. Ne? Friday afternoon. Now that's one day. So that's day one. Sunday, day two. So my right answer is twice a week in terms of total
time. Touch points, half day.
With a call on Wednesday. A meeting on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me. But I also want to just quickly add, if you guys are both in the financial position of seeing each other every day and spending money every day and doing activities on all those things every day and every week, then do it. It's your love story. You can ball out as much as... I mean, for me, love is dependent on love, on money. The more money you have, the more love you can experience. What? Do you disagree?
No. Money does allow for the ability for you guys to do
the quality of love.
Not the quality of love.
It's the quality of love. The
entertainment part.
No, my man. Quality of love. Quality of love. There's a difference between sharing a gato with someone and having a 5-course meal with a bottle of wine. That's the truth. That is a quality of love quality that you're receiving. But I don't know. What's your answer?
She won't tell her friends, oh my gosh, Lebo took me to Nene's. But if she gets to 5 stars.
Like, she might say Nene's. She might. Maybe she loves Nene's.
We had oysters and then...
But there's a huge difference. Even in the way you dress to those two events, the quality of love is different. But yes, how many times in a week do you think?
I don't know. So for me, I'm going to try to answer not based on what I think is right, but based on what I do.
Okay. I did what I think is right.
What you think is right.
Yeah.
So we've got that's obviously also, I agree with what you think is right. I think add one more touch point.
Yeah. Maybe Wednesday.
Maybe like add a Thursday, Wednesday. So maybe it's like a Monday breakfast.
I like that.
So Sunday is for lovers. You slept over on Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday morning,
you leave to go work.
Tuesday, I don't see you. Wednesday, I don't see you. Thursday, I see you after work. Maybe sleep over. Okay. Then you come into the Friday morning, you go to work.
Friday afternoon, you come back. Your stuff is here.
Friday, you don't come back. Friday afternoon is for the boys.
No, that's why I said Saturday is off limits. Because Saturday I work.
Friday's for the boys.
No, man. Friday's not for the boys, Tato, man.
So come, I see.
In your old age, guys, Friday for the boys, yeah, fella.
I fail.
Yeah, fella, Muna. Yeah, fella. After a certain age, you bribe the boys once a month.
Have, they can have girlhood. We also have boyhood.
Boyhood is via the games, online games. That's why women try to fight us to the point of where they even buy you a PlayStation 5. You think it's because she loves you.
She wants you to be here.
She wants
talk
to be
them
there.
Online.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's the truth.
But you can see what's happening.
But I like your touch point. Thursday's a nice touch point. Yeah. That's
and
a nice
and
touch
the
point.
And the sleepovers.
Yeah.
But with me, like...
When are you going to her place? Wait, you didn't say when you go to her place.
We're being honest.
We're being realistic also, yeah. Sorry.
Maybe
you're
going to a place to go fetch clothes for her.
Yeah.
But hands don't host.
Hands don't like... What's up with that? I always see people saying, oh, rah, I'm going to an away game. I've been to 4 away games past 5
I've been,
years.
I've been to a bunch of away games.
Really?
A bunch. You know why I love an away
don't,
game?
I wish. Outside
of the girl, you know, taking responsibility for feeding you and giving you juice and snacks and stuff, you decide when you go home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Usually, like, when they come to your place, it's my man, she can spend 2 nights, 3 nights, 4 nights.
And I've got work tomorrow.
I think I might book sick leave.
Let me call Tato. Let me make sure. 10? 10 a.m. tomorrow. Okay. Just 10 a.m. tomorrow. You have to go. You know when you have to give some
hints.
Some hints. The time is nearly up. I'm not the only one that does that. Do you guys do that as well?
So with me, if I'm on a date,
okay,
right, with a new person,
yeah.
Upon arrival,
yeah.
Let's say we get there at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And I know that my tolerance for bad dates is an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yeah, okay, cool. Now I'm actually down for dinner today. But around 7:45, my boys and I are linking up to do something.
Yeah. Do you want to come?
No. What?
I'm asking.
I have to go.
No, what if she says, can I come?
No. Where is she going?
Because this guy means Friday.
So then now, if the date's going really well, I'll go up, fake a phone call. Yeah, this is
canceled.
This is, I had to cancel on my boys.
Oh, so that's
I'm
like your,
so much fun.
That's your safety thing on
it's
a
my
date.
My safety thing to leave.
Okay.
Because I don't know how else I'd be like, yeah, I think it's time for us to get the bill.
I think for me, what I try to do is like, if I'm not having a good time on a date, né, I start just drinking heavy. Because I just know I'm very entertaining when I'm drunk. So I might as well just get completely drunk and then just have a good time myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because sometimes your date isn't that entertaining.
So what do you do? So I've been on a bunch of first dates.
Yeah, same. Oh, no, but I don't think I've been as many first dates as you guys.
So, you know, for me, and I don't know if this is right or wrong. So every time I go on a date with a girl, I will not kiss her. I will not be touchy. Like, I won't do any of that. Like, I won't do any of those things. To allow for me to...
Is it you can tell me for the podcast?
No, I'm being serious.
Like, you being for real? I did not know this about you.
You're going to be lips and babes after everything.
Even at the end of the date?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's rare, bro.
No wonder you're faking a meeting with the boys. You're with your boy also.
So I don't do that for a reason. Hear me out.
I'm listening. Sorry.
So because a lot of the times I've got really high like standards and expectations for consistently seeing somebody.
Yeah.
So if I see one or two red flags, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I do that so that like if I fall out with you, I don't have to text you the next day or whatever. Cause it's like because I went on a date with a friend the other day. Not the other day, like last year. And
here we go again. It's the storylines are mixing again. Other day last year. You know what I mean? How can you confuse 365 days?
It's January right now.
Guys, if you are a lady watching this in the podcast, please detect the storylines with Tato sometimes. Go ahead.
So other day, it was like last year.
Yeah.
Right? And she was my friend. So I was like, I replied to her. She was even on my Insta.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, we should go on a date. Like, it would be nice. And I won't lie, the date was fun. Like, you know, her and I genuinely get along. But I was like, I don't think it's the type of person I want to be in a relationship with. So after the date, I didn't text her at all.
So because did you ghost her?
I don't think it's ghosting.
So after the date, did you say, yo, that was a nice date, wada wada?
No.
Okay, so... Do you know what ghosting means?
What's ghosting?
It's when you just go ghost after like speaking. So you know, I'm hearing that you guys are speaking, getting along, you went to the date, then boop.
Oh, so I'm ghosting babes.
Yeah, you're ghosting people. That's
but
ghosting.
I'm not kissing them, so it's not ghosting.
What is it? What is it then? You explain to me what it is.
I feel like ghosting is when like you've done something romantic. For me, it's like we gave this a chance.
Another toxic trait in men, guys, is the lacking of self-awareness of what they do. Because it's ghosting. I know ghosting. If you went on a date with a girl,
yeah,
it banged. Like last number bang.
Yeah.
Next day, you text, don't reply ever again. What do you feel like? You didn't kiss, by the way.
I feel sad. I'd be like, I thought we were getting to know each other.
You feel
sad.
Okay.
But these babes also don't text me. Okay. But I get it because they're waiting for me to text.
Text, yeah. It's usually our job.
Jobs have been ghosting days.
That's insane, bro.
But for me, it's like, I feel like it's a fair thing because I didn't kiss you. The point of the date was to give it a try.
Have you ever kissed a girl on the first date? I can't remember the first date I haven't kissed a girl.
I think someone kissed me.
Ah, yeah.
No, like we were saying.
This guy, guys.
Like we were by the Uber. I walked her to an Uber and she looked at me and she went on to her toes and she said, no. I was like, okay.
Cute.
So for me, that was a nice sign that, okay, she actually likes me. We can do more of these dates.
Okay.
But I've never been like, after a date, grab someone's. I've been on, let's say with this one girl, yeah? With this one girl, listen, I'm counting the amount of dates.
Yeah, I'm listening.
She came here, went on one date, went on a second. I still haven't kissed her.
Oh, okay.
And then we'd stop talking.
Why? Why do you not deny yourself such pleasures in life?
Because it's like, you know me, like when it comes to sexual things, it takes time. Like, I don't like connecting with somebody at that level unnecessarily.
Do you think that helps you avoid the toxic people because you haven't made a physical interaction?
Okay. I get to know the person for who they are.
Okay, so that's a very nice technique.
I remove but I'll be touchy though. Because they need to, this is day two, day three.
So not only you don't lamza me, you turn me on. When I don't know what type of me, like, you're like a, you know, you're in your electricity meters blinking the red light. That's what you are. You still have the spark and the electricity, but you know you can't switch on the PlayStation, you can't switch on anything. Yeah. Come on, boy. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So we can go into that another one.
That was very interesting for me because I think if you had to tell me, okay, cool, Lebo, right now, on a first date, how do you filter all the toxic people so that they don't pass that stage? I don't think I'd add that. I think from purely conversation, I'd be able to detect if someone's toxic, which I clearly, from my relationship history, do not know
how to do. Also, you know what I stopped doing on first dates?
What?
Buying flowers.
Yeah, I also just stopped doing that.
Because it gives people a false perception of what we are.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like, oh, okay, I like you. Let's go on this date. You know, I wanted to bring something to the table to show my interest for you.
Yeah.
You might enjoy this thing. Girls are seeing, oh my gosh, she wants to be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, whoa, let's get to know each other first.
I think for the girl I'm seeing, I didn't buy her flowers.
The girl that you what?
I'm seeing. By the time this comes out, if we're not seeing each other anymore, guys, I will post on the comment section. Not applicable anymore. Okay, just making sure, because videos come out way in the future. And a lot of shit can happen, so I don't want to, like, you know, have wishful thinking. But with the girl I'm seeing now, I remember, I think I've told this story before on the podcast, but I went to go see her. I wanted to buy her flowers. I was even texting, I think, should I buy flowers? He was like, you just do whatever you feel is right. I went to go see her, and then when I saw her, she had bought me like a smoothie. Because she's like, you probably had a lot. I had 9 to 5. She's like, you had a long day at work. And I felt so bad I didn't buy her flowers because I was like, oh my God, this is her opening line. And my opening line is what I said. I came to grab you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that disconnect made me feel like, maybe flowers all the way, like every single time.
Maybe we must go back to buying a stem, one flower.
Yeah. I like it in the movies when I see the guys with the one flower. Yeah, very unrealistic in South Africa.
Yeah. She's always Woolworths closed.
No, boy.
Okay, I like this one. Partner says, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I think that's nothing, but I'm sorry that made you feel that way. That one is the real painkiller.
Okay.
In my mind. You guys know what I'm talking about, no?
I get you. So we know about gaslighting.
Yeah.
I think we've spoken about it.
Yeah.
We even had an episode topic on it, right?
Yeah. Got a golden, or what is it called? Gold medal last year in it. Very proud of myself. Takes a lot. No. It takes a lot to put someone believe something that actually didn't happen. It takes a lot. I really tried my best last year.
Yeah.
Really went for the gold. Unfortunately, South Africa came bronze.
You know, there's moments where, like, I'll be chopping to a babe, man.
Okay.
And like, I see myself trying to give myself out of a situation. And then I start seeing myself naturally gaslighting.
Yeah.
And I want to stop it. But I'm like, when I see that it's working,
yeah,
I'm like, yeah, my man, this is a
disease. It's a very nice, oh, so I want you guys to understand, like,
disease.
An accomplished gaslight or gaslit, it is a nice feeling onto the man or woman.
Yeah.
Because you convince this person to live another day.
But like now, because obviously,
but now it's very unhealthy.
Well, healthier. You know, like, whenever we see ourselves gaslighting, we take a step back, we say, wait, actually,
yeah, because
no.
It comes out naturally sometimes, like Sato said, it comes out naturally. Yeah.
Okay. Isolation. This is a big one, especially for women. Your partner restricts your social interactions, limits your access to resources, or controls your movements. I think that's one of the worst relationships that, like...
I've been in something like that. They had my location, FBI.
So let's say you say, hey, babe, I want to go see the guy. She's like, uh-uh.
Again.
Yeah, she goes again. Or she goes, is Khunze going to be there? Sorry, Khunze.
Sorry, Khunze. I truly believe sometimes our partners have a unique way of identifying the people that are bad for us in our lives without us really knowing them yet.
I've got a mother and I've got a father for that.
Our fathers and mothers are not so intertwined into what's happening in our daily lives.
Okay, then I've got a brother and a sister.
I think people do have those things though, where they do speak to their mothers and fathers and say like, yo, mama, this is what happened. But for other people, relationships, sometimes your partner will pick up a certain vibe out of your friends before you do.
She'll say, uh-uh.
So I always try and navigate this and make her explain her discomfort with that particular individual or particular group of friends. Because if I can find a way to reassure, then the problem completely eliminates itself.
Okay, I hear you. Let's go into the game. So I've got some
questions. What about you? What if they're like, yo, you can't see your boys this weekend? What do you say?
I don't agree to that. I don't think my partner should have control of my actions.
I'll just say, dude, why?
I think the only time my partner can have control over my actions is if it's inhibiting us spending time together. So it's like, ah, oh, boy, you saw level 3 times last week. Can I just have a day?
Yeah, that's
you
that's
can't tell me who I can and can't, because I trust my judgment of my friends and my surroundings. Mm. Obviously, there'll be moments where maybe I abuse a certain amount of you know, entertainment or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it's up to you to come into the party and say, I've been seeing you go to La Parada way too many times. Mm. Like, maybe you guys should do more wholesome things. Not and stop the act of me having fun. But yeah, cool. So you must tell me if this is a red flag or a green flag.
Okay, cool. I really like what you said. That's very deep.
Doesn't believe in boundaries.
Doesn't?
Yeah.
Doesn't believe in boundaries. Red flag.
Okay. Yeah. Wants to monitor your activity.
I'd say orange flag. Can I say orange? Is it red or green? I have to say, okay, cool, red flag.
Okay. Shifts blame to my feelings.
Like, that's how I felt.
Mm.
No, I'm saying, like, let's say something happened and I shift my blame. I'm like, I'm sorry I did that.
It's because you're sensitive.
Oh, it's because you're sensitive.
Yeah. Because you know how you are. You're always caught up in your feelings.
Red flag.
Okay. Wants to understand why you're angry better.
A green flag.
Okay. Seeks out ammo for future arguments.
Green flag. As a man, you need to do everything you can. No, Tato, as a man, you need to do everything you can to survive. But no, red flag, guys, obviously, yeah.
Okay. Your partner pays for your expenses occasionally, and they create a sense of obligation. Is that a green flag or red flag?
Can you answer this one?
I know the answer, but it's...
Can you repeat? Can you repeat?
So your partner pays for my expenses occasionally.
Mm.
And then, obviously for me, I feel like if they're going to buy my airtime this Tuesday...
I'm
like
obligated
next week
to
Tuesday,
love them.
Like, no, next week Tuesday, I'm obligated to get airtime again. Like...
Okay, so as a man, no. Because women will spoil you once every 5 months and then make it a very big thing. They'll be like, hey, you know, like, you know, they buy you, Kiman, you do this, whatever they did on that day, you do every day.
Yeah.
And they'll come and buy you things and it'll make it seem like it's a very big thing, but then it's actually not.
Yeah.
So I never feel obligated to a woman's act because they're very rare in nature. But that's maybe just the woman that I've been with. I know women, when we say these lines, they say, oh, it's the girls you date. Then you date that girl that said that and she does the same thing. So,
yeah, really.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, so your partner meets up with your friends and family, but now they want to control your social circle. Like, they can see that, no, I want the best for you.
Red flag.
And type of thing should go. Okay.
Red flag.
Partner admits to feeling jealous sometimes.
Green flag. If you're allowed to, like, if you have the capabilities to express, you should express.
Partner offers to help with your goals. by making decisions for you?
Red flag.
By being supportive and encouraging?
Green flag.
Partner disagrees with you occasionally?
Disagrees with you occasionally?
Yes.
Red. Green flag. Very green flag.
But dismisses your views?
Red flag.
Partner suggests taking things slow.
Tempo, yeah, man. Red flag. Yo, like when you said that, I imagined saying it to me and how
I'd
react.
Take things a bit slow.
What would you say? How would you react?
Green flag, very attractive.
What?
Because like, not a rush to be sexual, not a rush for us to
have any title. Oh, that's slow. I thought that you're already in fast, and then they tell you let's go slower.
Yes, even that's also find quite attractive. Like maybe we should have stayed for like 6 weeks.
No, Tato. The tempo we're walking now is the tempo we're going to walk. No. The tempo we're walking now is the tempo we walk the whole life.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
Okay. So I've got some healthy relationship building blocks.
Okay. Lay them on me, my man.
Because we've been, you know.
All around.
We've
now.
Been all around and we've been doing a bunch of things. And I think they're very, very normal. We won't even take long with the segment. But some important things that I think need to be there is, first of all, trust. Like, I feel like if you're going to date somebody, the only way for you to not be in uncomfortable situations where you overthink is by knowing your partner and trusting them. For example, let's say I'm dating Mabu, right? Mm. And then Mabu and I go out and she's talking to every single guy around there. Mm. I know the conversation she's having while talking to all these guys, probably very platonic. Mm. Maybe they're even about what's happening, and I trust my girlfriend to also dismiss a man's actions. Mm. Now, when there's no trust and Mabu's going around speaking to all these guys and she's being the social butterfly she is, I will start to overthink, like, why is she talking to that guy? Mm. That guy is taller than me. She's talking to him because he's tall. That guy is darker than me. She likes dark-skinned guys. So I think trust is very important in a relationship to allow for a healthy relationship to exist.
So you are on the trust is given, not earned.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Both. So for me, if I'm going to be with you, I will trust you.
Mm.
Right? I will give you all of my trust. Mm. Once all of my trust is given, it's up to you to then, like, you know, break it. Once you break it, then I'm like, okay, cool. You know what? It's broken. And it doesn't exist anymore. But at the same time, your actions around me need to showcase. Like, if I'm around you and then, like, you, like, pass your phone, please go to Instagram. I'm like, just do this. Yeah. If you're there, like, my phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's an enable me for me to trust you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, please pass my drawer. No, don't open my drawers.
I'm so tempted to ruin majority of relationships in South Africa. But guys, when your man goes to sleep tonight, now ask him where he keeps his phone.
Shut up.
You know, I say this. I know the baby, the movie, she doesn't watch this podcast. When you go to sleep, to ask your man, where does he leave his phone?
I leave my phone. I give my phone to my partner. I say,
oh.
Please hold this and put it on charge.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, so, yes.
I just put on the side table. What do you put your
phone? Tato once told me.
What do you put your phone?
I put mine in the pillowcase. She must have woken me up to go through this phone. Like, for real. That's fair.
I put mine under the bed sometimes.
You see? Now, Tato likes to do this. He likes me but being like, honest first. Just
I used to put it under the bed. Like, now I just put it on the side table.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Ra.
Another one is mutual respect. And I think this is actually quite a big one. I feel like to have a healthy relationship, you can't view your partner as a buddy. Or less than. Like, you mustn't be like,
Big one, this one. Big one.
You know, he works hard and stuff, but he's actually kind of slow.
Yeah.
Or if let's say we're cheating in a social setting, and your partner speaks, it's like, ish, babe. You don't need to have all your opinions expressed. Because you don't even rate the person.
I say with this one, right, I think it's... very tricky. Mm. Very, very tricky. I think that, like, with mutual respect, right, it's the same thing as a trust thing. It's either earned or given, right? Some people take time to earn respect. Some people are just given respect. I find it that when I'm speaking to, let's say we're out in public or we're at, like, a, you know, just drinks and stuff, and we meet a new girl, and, you know, it's always her friends first to tell us that she has a boyfriend. Have you noticed that?
Mm.
Have you guys noticed that? It's always the friends, the fridge.
But also your man was saying that last week. That
yeah. then but it will never be.
We would never do that to each other.
Yeah.
We would never. And if the person doesn't, you know that they're playing dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they do it, they're playing dead. But
I remember there was a moment we were chilling, I think last week. Yeah. So obviously, I was seeing somebody speaking about it. Yeah. And I chopped to someone here and there. So we're not available like that, really. Yo, I chopped to someone here and there. And I'm talking to somebody. Hey. So there was a girl who I think we all found attractive or something. I can't remember.
Was I there?
Oh, we're doing the video, the red button one.
Yeah.
But no one's partners were brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's because it's the type of video. I would have mentioned it, but I was
I'm saying after the video, we're chilling comfortable.
Oh, yes. But these people are strangers to me. I can't be telling them my business.
They're strangers. These things, they're strangers.
You know, and
that was hilarious
and you know, okay, but go check out Asmajita to watch that video because it should be out by the time this video, excuse me.
And you stop saying that I'm seeing somebody. That must be private information.
That's private. It's very.
Yes.
Listen, man. Hey. But onto the mutual respect thing. Like I said, it's always the friends
who
that say, "Yo, this girl has a boyfriend or girlfriend." And then I always see that with girls, you can be like, "Oh, where's your body?" And then what happens? She'll either do two things. She'll either laugh or be like, "Parikimang," you know? And that's when I think to myself, like, hey, you can't see those moments. So respect is very hard to give someone when you can't see those moments. You just have to, it's very linked with trust. Yeah, because I realized to myself, like, you could be the most respectful person to your partner when they're in front of you. But when they're not in front of you, you could be the most disrespectful thing.
I always used to wish that I could see how, when I was dating, how my girlfriend behaved when I wasn't there.
I sometimes, you know what you should do? Like, if you had an event, whatever, leave her, man. Leave her alone for 10 minutes and then watch her from far. That's what I do. I won't lie to you guys. That's what I do. I watch her from far. I monitor the laughter, the touch engagement. If someone touches her on the shoulder, what does she do? I watch from far, like you. You guys know the series you with the guy with the cat. I watch it from far. Little does she know that I've been watching. You know what I'm saying? I watch it from far because that's my ultimate test. If I can see you past this one, I once saw the girl that I'm seeing. Now, this guy tried to speak to her. She nodded her head twice. She laughed, nodded her head twice, and then took a step back because she could see the guy was trying to whisper in her ear, and she was like, "Talk to me here." And I said, "Okay, nice. That's one. That's one point on the board." And then another guy tried to talk to her on that side. And she immediately moved herself out of that.
Yeah.
There was a line. There was lines. She removed herself from the line and waited on the side.
I wish I could add to the story.
Yeah.
And wait.
And then I left her twice.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe she could see that I'm watching her from far. I changed the location of the site of watching like a sniper.
Yeah.
I went to the corner this time. Come from home. She can't see me now. Because now I'm looking over someone's shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, my man. I touch it. She's laughing. She touches the guy's chest. Start running to the thing, and I tap her on the shoulder and I say hi. And she looks back and she started dying. And I said hi. I said no. You know the rules, Ceci. You know the rules. Talk, no touch. And we had like a little bit of a laugh about that because it's funny, you know.
Yeah.
It really is funny. But that's the type of you know, relationship style we have of how we remind. It's very playful. It's very comedic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. But that's just my thing. Is there any other things? Mutual respect after that?
Oh, yeah, things. Hey, you can forget
it. You want to add on to the story,
But let me know. Let me be respectful.
Yeah.
Emotional intelligence.
Wow.
I think that's a big one.
I think we've spoken about this like on the podcast so many times. But guys, if you're in grade 12 with emotional intelligence and you're dating someone in grade 1, emotional intelligence, I've said this line before. Please make sure you take the time to educate them or provide them resources to give them, to get to them to grade 12 as well. Because that's a big thing, bro. I know there's been a lot of times when I've been the more emotionally intelligent person in my relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very big thing. Because if someone doesn't want to apply perspectives, they want to apply like understanding your emotions and how you felt, you've lost. Yeah. You've lost the relationship already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know with me, I've seen the only way if you're at a high emotional intelligence for it to work with someone when you're trying to obviously grow them, or vice versa, even if you're at the low emotional
intelligence. And they're trying to educate you.
You have to be willing to listen and learn.
Yeah.
Because first we must identify who's got the better emotional intelligence.
Yeah, and just be fair and just be honest.
Just be honest. Put yourself at the bottom and say it's me.
Yeah.
For example, there's been many moments where it's me. Then you know what? In those situations, I listen and I say, okay, this is how this person lived. Because I remember one time I even addressed something. I was like, you know what, dude? If we're in these situations where there's conflict, you can't do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because it inhibits growth in the conversation. When you do A, B, C, D, F, G, it also just makes things worse. And it could potentially push me to this point, which I would never want to be at. Because if I get to this point, you know what I'm saying? And if the person can listen, wow, man, it makes life easy.
Yeah.
It makes life easy. But guys, you know, I think we should do the key takeaways from this episode. I think don't be scared to do a deep dive in your relationship talking stages of how, you know, healthy it is. And I think that once you see the touch points, you see that, no, man, here there's a touch point of toxicity, there's a touch point of gaslighting, there's a touch point where I can see my man doesn't respect me. Those things should be addressed in a very healthy conversation. I think, you know, most of the time we spark anxiety in our partners when we ask them to speak. Yo, we need to talk. Yo, can I talk to you later? I think get into a position where you guys are both comfortable.
Very true.
And you're like, hey, babe, you know, I was actually thinking, I wanted to speak to you about something, you know? So, and the topic is mutual respect. Hey, babe, so I was thinking, mind you, make sure your partner has eaten, guys.
Before you get mutual respect.
Yeah, make sure that everyone has eaten. Ladies, guys, make sure the partner has eaten. You say, I wanted to speak about mutual respect. And don't you dare say, I had Levan Tato speaking of mutual respect.
Yeah.
Guys, you're going to put a hit on us.
Yeah.
One day, we're facing a season like, yeah, on a rampage.
Yeah, that's actually happened to me many times, guys.
Masculinity.
How? I did arms yesterday, you're hurting me.
Remember one time someone grabbed me at the back and said, yeah, on a masculinity.
I know, I've had so many guys grab me and say, my girlfriend watches you all the time. Hey, when? And I'm just there like, bro, chill. Like, I don't force her to watch me.
Yeah.
Bro.
But yeah, so those are my key takeaways. I don't know what your key takeaways are.
I mean, my key takeaways, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience of healthy relationships. I'll say that out loud. So I think that my key takeaways is that don't be overwhelmed by how healthy a relationship can get. Like, I know I was very overwhelmed in the beginning. I was very like, oh my God, like, oh, this is so like, she hasn't fought me, nothing, what's happening? Like, she probably has another nigga, like already, you know, that's like the first thing that came to my mind. But
she has to be learn fighting with somebody.
Learn that you too can also have nice things and a very healthy thing.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to identify the toxic traits and stuff and all the negative things in a person. Yeah. But it's even harder to notice all the things to be grateful for in that person.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we all fall short, like our gratitude into that next person.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my key takeaway.
I think for this episode, we'll do, you know, what we're watching, content creators want to shout out on the memberships. I did say I wanted to read your guys' things, but unfortunately, you guys, we've been bad shooting. Not even that, we've been bad shooting. So the video that I want to speak about, episode one,
we will buy.
It's not even out yet. So I don't even know who you guys are watching. You know what I'm saying? Because this is episode 3, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah. Let's head over to memberships. Don't forget, guys, it's only R99.99, which is dope. YouTube takes a percentage of that. So just understand, we try to price it as best as we could. Because even YouTube takes a bite. And then we get paid the little, maybe the R20 left or the R18 left. But it'll be dope to get that support from you guys. Let's join the memberships club. And we'll see you guys next week on a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Tadur and Billy. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't yet. And if you have, post notifications. Remember, subscribe if you haven't yet. And if you have, post notifications on. Thank you for 200K subscribers. See you guys next week.